Okay, April 15th is the biggest day of the year for tax pros, accountants, auditors, inspectors, and thousands of others. But set them aside for a moment because we're going to spend some time with a young man who has one of the least glamorous jobs in the tax business. Here's NPR's Nina Gregory.
Crenshaw and 28th Street looks like a lot of intersections in Los Angeles, a Taco Bell on one corner and a strip mall with a liquor store and a Liberty Tax Service office in the other. And out front, as traffic speeds by, 27-year-old Robert Oliver is hard at work dancing.
So chest movements like this, this is called bucking.
His chest bounces to the beat, his Bluetooth headphones are on, and his feet glide across a hot sidewalk like he's on ice.
And I come up in air and I go down, and that's called a kill off, you know?
He gracefully collapses into a pile of limbs stacked on his feet with his work outfit pulling around his crumpled legs.
I'm wearing kind of a gown.
It's more of a toga.
What a hat. That's shaped like a star.
A green toga and a velour star-shaped hat. Robert Oliver is dressed as the Statue of Liberty. Liberty hires 24,000 part-time seasonal workers to drum up business, dancing and waving at cars.
I'm never embarrassed to be out here. I'm proud of what I do. I could dance and not get pulled over by the cops and arrested. And I like dancing anyway, so it's like if I'm not going to be doing it here, I'm going to be doing it somewhere else, but here I get to get paid for it, so it's great.
It's part-time, minimum wage. He makes $8 an hour. And Robert says he's happy with that for now. One perk of the job, free tax prep. But Robert Oliver doesn't take advantage. He has his own tax preparer.
I usually use TurboTax.
That's Vivian Oliver, a.k.a. Mom. Robert still lives at home with her. Sitting in the living room, they talk about his taxes and his work. And they open his W-2s for the first time. And they don't add up to a lot. On one, his earnings totaled $398. The other, Robert guesses he earned about
$1,000. $1,000? No, not even close.
Not even close?
No, no, honey. You only worked there a couple of days. $114.
$512 in income for a year. Not much. But Robert's optimistic.
That's not good. you know, that's terrible. But for me, it's kind of like where there's a will, there's a way. You know.
When he has work, Robert Oliver works hard. He sold incense and oils at malls, gas stations, and on Venice Beach. Unsteady work he really liked. He says he's tried to get a full-time job, but it's tough. He doesn't have computer skills. He doesn't have a driver's license. He just got his GED last year.
He was worked on his GED longer than anyone alive.
Robert had to get back to work. On the ride, he opened up a little bit more about his life and why he and his mother are upbeat about his future.
When Mom adopted us, I didn't even know how to read and write.
Robert was 8 when he and his younger sister were adopted. Before he got to his mother's house, he says he had cycled through 5 different foster homes. His mother put a stop to that. She nurtured him and gave him stability.
The skills that I have learned since I've been with Mom, I'm very thankful for that.
He learned to read. He learned to communicate better. He's had years of therapy. He's become part of a vibrant church community. For Robert Oliver, this job is an accomplishment. It's a world away from the life he saw for himself.
I probably would have joined the gang, and I probably would have did things that I know I shouldn't have been doing, and I probably would have been in jail or dead.
He heads back into the office to get into his Statue of Liberty outfit, clamp on his headphones, and hit the corner. This tax day is his last day here, until next January, if he still needs the job. Nina Gregory, NPR News.